Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, January the 19th. Thursday, January the 19th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we are continuing with part two of our mind-blowing series, our discussion on talking about the under, over, and understanding of your energy. So your energy is your inner chi, and your inner chi is your inner G, E-N-E-R-G-Y. So your I-N-N-E-R-G. The word G represents chi. The word chi represents breath. It represents pneuma. It represents the prana. It represents the ruach that it talks about in the ancient text. And so it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that all of your energy, so you are lacking energy, that means that you're not in contact with your energy. So your E-N-E-R-G-Y comes from your I-N-N-E-R-G. Your energy is the little g. You are their energy. You are a little g. You are a little god. Now, contrary to popular belief, my brothers and sisters, I know this goes against the traditional church and traditional belief systems, but unfortunately, that's who you really are. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator. And so hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to part one, where we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified what your chi or your prana is. Today, we want to talk more about how to activate energy so that way you can have more energy. And what is mind-numbing to me, brothers and sisters, is the fact that from a Eastern mysticism perspective, it is the activating of the ruach or the breath or the prana that martial artists have been able to break boards and do all these death-defying acts because they understand what I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you today. And that is that your chi is powerful, and it is more powerful than any physical object. Bruce Lee mastered the evil eye and the death punch or death touch, where with he could punch or touch somebody with his two fingers and create this whole type of pain, I guess you can say, or get people to comply. And so we have to understand how this is done from a spiritual perspective. So if we go to the scriptures, and everything that I do is scripturally based, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But it is this understanding that your words, again, as I've talked about, the word God means V-O-X or vocare, which means speech, which means you, because what you do is what God does. You have the ability to speak, and it is this ability that you have that allows you, my brothers and sisters, to be God's expression on earth. So you are God's representation on earth. So if I want to talk to God, if I want to see God, I go talk to you, and I see you. Because why? You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, God, in you. He's the hope of the glory or the glory. So we understand according to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll start with the verse 5. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, it says something that goes similar to this. Now, no scrub of the field, bush, of the field was yet in the earth, and no plant of the field had yet been sprouted. For the Lord God, not God, the Lord God, two different entities. Genesis 1 talks about God or the Lord. Genesis 2 talks about Lord God. Now, we've done that series and that discussion, and so we all understand that there's a difference between these two Elohim. And so the Lord God now said something and did something. For the Lord God had not sent rain upon the earth yet. Why? So there was no trees. There was no plants. There was no scrubs. There was nothing on earth. There was no rain. It was just this planet. And then the Lord God said, hey, I have not sent rain upon the earth. Why? Because there was no man to cultivate the ground. Now, that's a conundrum. Because if you go back to Genesis 1, it says something different. It says that there was a man and a womb man. So which one is it? Well, the Genesis 1 creation and the Genesis 2 creation is two different things. Now, that's another study for another time, but it's very, very, very important because one of them have the breath, the pneuma, the ruach, the Christ consciousness in them, and the other one don't. Now, brothers and sisters, I've been saying this for 25 years. Everybody that you meet is not a child of God. It's not there's many different kinds of man. That's why we are called mankind or kinds of men. There are some OPs, organic portals. There are some soulless entities out here. And if you run across one of them, you'll definitely know it. Because they'll walk through you like you don't exist. And they would have no sorrow, or no remorse because they don't have a conscience. You may be one of them. It's important that you enter over and understand. Because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, and God, not the Lord God, and God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion over of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, not the Lord God, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, brothers and sisters, let me blow some cookies. The first entity was male and female. There was an androgynous being. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology because, again, we have not been taught the truth. We've been taught a truth. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, so God created man. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed upon which the face of the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you it shall be meat. And every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and unto everything that creepeth up on the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Verse 31, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So on the sixth day, God created he them. Now some people say that them means two. From my understanding, it just means one. I mean, there was androgynous. That's a moot point. Irrelevant. What I want you to see in Genesis 1, it says that in the beginning, God. God did this. God did that. God did a lot of shiznits in Genesis chapter 1. Now, that's very, very, very profound. That's very, very, very important. For the average Joe, that means nothing. But go to Genesis 2. Genesis 2, we say, thus the heavens was finished. We say the seventh day, God did this, God did that. We say, God did a lot of stuff. Then something crazy happens that most people miss. Then all of a sudden, we see Genesis chapter 2, where it says that the heavens and earth was finished and all the host of them. And the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had made. Now, I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, your inner G. A lot of people don't have what I'm discussing today. You may be one of those people. So you need to open and understand, because according to the New Testament, you may have gotten grafted in like me, meaning that you didn't have the inner G. Or the energy, because the breath of life wasn't blown into, because you are Genesis 1 creation. That means you're a Gentile. Now, that's another study for another time. But according to John 10, Yahushua says that, I got my sheep, they hear my voice. Then the other shepherd, he got his sheep. But I'm going to do something. Now, John 10:10, you might want to pimp the game and read it for yourself. He says that, you know what? I got all my sheep, but I'm going to go back, and I'm going to take the other shepherd's sheep. That's me. See, I'm the other shepherd's sheep. I got grafted in. I don't know about you guys, but maybe y'all were part of the original design. But I wasn't part of that original design. I got grafted in. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because without understanding this, what you're fighting is a losing battle. Because most people don't understand the difference between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. That's the problem. So let me break this down for you, my brothers and my sisters, because without this basic understanding of what I'm about to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, you cannot understand why you don't have this inner chi. This inner chi comes directly from the Ruach and the Pneuma. It comes directly from the throne. You can't manufacture it. You can't do no seance. You can't throw no salt over your left shoulder. You can't go hang out with no curanderos. You can't do none of that shit since it can't do nothing for you. Genesis chapter 1 talks about what God did. Genesis chapter 2 starts off saying what God finished. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, on the seventh day, God ended. He stopped. He said, "Hey, dude, I'm done." And he finished. Then on Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, he says that this God who did all of that stuff in Genesis chapter 1, he says, these are all the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and heaven. So on Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, a new Elohim shows up. The old Elohim went and left in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. Let me make sure you pimp the game. Genesis 2, verse 3 says, and God blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it. Sanctified means sealed. Finished. It's a wrap. Because that in it, he had rested from all his work when he created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and heaven. So God made something on earth. Not in heaven, but on earth. But then the Lord God shows up and says, you know what? I want to make something too. And now the Lord God comes on the scene. After God had done all this stuff, now the Lord God comes on the scene. And the Lord God says, every plant of the field before it was in the earth. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth. And every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was no man to till the ground. Hold up. Time out. I thought Genesis 1 said that there was a man. But that man in Genesis 1, he couldn't till the soil. He could build cities, but he couldn't till no soil. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to talk about the mark of Cain. Probably sometime this year, I don't know when, I won't be able to break it down for you. But it's a cookie blower. We're going to blow some cookies. There was tillers of the soil, and there was builders of cities. Cain and Nimrod, they built cities. Abel, Seth, and his lineage, they tilled soil. God said that, hey, there was no man that could till soil. That man that was built in Genesis 1, that fool could build buildings. He was a Bilderberg. He was a one percenter. But that fool could not till no soil. So guess what? Lord God couldn't use him. Now, the God could use him, but the Lord God couldn't. So if you're a Genesis 1 creation, guess what? You don't have no energy. Now, you say, Brother Will, what you talking about, brother? Let's continue the reading from the Helios Biblios. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 says, but there was in the mist, that means mystery, there was in a mystery from the earth, and it watered the whole face of the earth. That means there was no rain. God said that, hey, I ain't going to send no rain, because if it rains, there ain't no man to till the soil. Didn't it say that in Genesis chapter 1? Do you guys remember that way back in Genesis chapter 1, where God says that he had not, let me go back to Genesis chapter 1, and it said in Genesis chapter 1 that God did not, there was no, he did not cause it to rain because there was no man. So God knew that if it starts raining, stuff starts growing. But if stuff starts growing, then I'm going to need somebody to take care of whatever's growing. But then there was a man made in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion. But then Genesis 2 says that there was no man. So whatever that was made in Genesis chapter 1, that mankind or that kind of man didn't have something that was needed that would give him the aptitude or the ability to do something. To do what? Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth. So plants existed before they came to the earth. Every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, because there was no man to till the soil. Verse 6. But there was in the mist, that means there was mist on the earth, and that's how the earth got watered. There was mist from the mist, and it watered the whole face of the earth. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Poof. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put, he didn't ask, there he put the man whom he formed, not created. Genesis chapter 1, man was created. Genesis chapter 2, man was formed. There's a difference between being created and formed. We break that down in a later date. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant for sight, number one, and every tree that is good for food, number two, and every tree that is the tree of life, number three. Also in the midst of the garden, that was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, number four. Four trees, homie, four trees. Tree that was pleasant for sight, number one. Tree that was good for food, number two. Tree that was good for life, number three. Tree that was good for knowledge, number four. You might want to eat from all four trees, I'm just saying. Because each tree gives you something different. Some people say that's five trees. They divide the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just opinion, just a different view of opinion. Now, today's show, we're talking about your inner chi. We're talking about your energy. But you don't have no inner chi if you're Genesis 1 creation. They still exist. They are still Nephilim on the earth. There are still people who walk around who got, again, Cain's blood. Now, the mark of Cain will let you know if Cain is your daddy. So, therefore, Cain used to be my daddy. And I kind of let him go, and I joined the other side. So, therefore, if you're anything like me, then and I'm going to break down what the mark of Cain is, so that way you know if Cain is your daddy or not. It's a moot point at this point, because Yahushua said, I don't care who your daddy is, I'm going to regenerate you, so that way your genes will be rewritten and recoded. Why y'all think I teach what I teach? I've been saying for 25 years, the thing that makes me a good Cretan and Christian was the same thing that made me a good Luciferian. That's why I wrote the book Christian Satanist, because I've been on both sides of the camp. Now, that should not bother you, because you've probably been on both sides of the camp too. You just don't understand what the other side of the camp consists of. Well, you haven't read the Codex Gigas. Or you haven't read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Or you haven't read the Satanic Bible. So you don't know that all of the attributes and characteristics that you are exhibiting are actually Luciferian. So you don't know life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and materialism actually comes from Lucifer. He's the god, the little g of gold. And so when we talk about this subject and these subjects, my brothers and sisters, many of us, because, again, the powers that be, their knowledge is their power. To them, knowledge is power. And so they want to control it. They don't want you to know the truth about your heritage and the giants that's buried all over this country and all over the place. And these dudes that was 15 feet tall. Supposedly, and again, there's different stories from different military people that I've talked to who went over to Iraq. Them fools still live up in the mountains today. There are still huge giants out there. Where did they come from? You guys remember the movie Prometheus? Anybody watch the movie Prometheus? If you haven't seen the movie Prometheus, please, it's probably on Netflix for free. You probably could find it on YouTube for free. Watch the movie Prometheus. They trying to tell you the true origin of mankind. That big, at the beginning of that movie, that big Snow White dude, because remember, white skin did not exist until, according to Genesis, when Lamech saw Noah and Noah's son, and his eyes illuminated the room, blue eyes, and his skin was as leprosy, white skin. He says that he was with the offspring of the Nephilim. Now, does that mean all white people are the offspring of the Nephilim? No. That just means the genetic roots of the Nephilim. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why this is so important is because the creator of mankind put something inside of mankind. According to the ancient story of Prometheus, according to Greek mythology, the word Prometheus means forethought. He was a titan. That means big dude. That means Nephilim. He, again, was the god who stole the fire from Mount Olympus and he gave it to mankind. Let me say that again. He stole the pyramid. Pyramid. It's pyramid. Pyramid means your spinal cord, your middle fire. So mankind, the first mankind in Genesis 1 could not procreate because they didn't have the pyramid. They didn't have no sexual energy. They didn't have the chi. They didn't have the prana. So Prometheus, again, means forethought. It means benefactor. It's the one who stole the fire from heaven and gave it to man. Because the Genesis 1 God did not want, he wanted a worker race. He did not want a race, again, that had the ability to procreate, so they didn't have the chi. So the God in Genesis chapter 2 said, let me fix this problem. So he personally put his breath into that creation. Let me make sure you understand, because Genesis chapter 2 talks about how he formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now that word, breath of life, is your chi. Now we have to talk about how do we activate your chi. Because you have the breath of life inside of you. If you do not have the breath of life inside of you, that means that you are the offspring of, again, of Cain. That means you're the offspring of, again, Lucifer. What does that mean, though? That means that you have the mark of Lucifer, the mark of Cain. And the mark of Cain, again, is proof positive of who your daddy is. Now, again, I'm not at liberty to break down what the eternal benefactor is or the mark, but remember, the mark of Cain, when Cain was kicked out of the garden, everybody could tell him by his mark. The mark was not outside. It had nothing to do with his skin. It had nothing to do with how he used to think. It had nothing to do with his beard. It had nothing to do with his hair color or the fact that he couldn't. What race of people on earth, the only race of people on earth that cannot grow a beard? Native Americans. You never see a Native American with facial hair. Never. They may grow a little sparingly, but you won't see no Native American with no full beard. Now, most people believe that that is the mark of Cain. That is not. You got to go a little deeper down the rabbit trail to find the mark of Cain, so you know who's Cain's descendants. Some people say it has something to do with the blood. Could be. But that just shows you the synagogue of Satan. It doesn't really show you the true mark of Cain. Tell from the outside a person's blood type. So whatever it is, it's something that the person exhibits, that's something that's on the outside that somebody can see, or it's something that's in their mindset that manifests in their reality so that they can see. Tonight at 6, I'm going to break down and do a show that's a cookie blower, and it is my prayer that everybody be able to tune in tonight, because I'm going to really, really break down this whole inner over and understanding that a lot of us don't have that we should have. Because your mindset, your mentality, so whatever you act out in your mentality, you manifest in your reality. But I have to break down what that means, because in layman's term, everybody think they understand it. This is the most dangerous. I was going to save this only for the 25 that I'm working with. But I got to share this because most of the 25 or a lot of the potential 25 that I'm working with, the reason that they are on the sidelines because they have a reservation, but the reason that they have this reservation is because of what they are acting out in their mentality. It is being manifested in their reality. is this lack of understanding of what that means that I'm going to express, expose, and expand tonight. But my brothers and my sisters, this breath of life, the Genesis 1 creation doesn't have the breath of life. Thankfully, the Genesis 1 creation can receive the breath of life if they don't have the breath of life by, again, oscillating, vibrating according to the frequency of the golden rule, golden mean, the golden ratio, which means love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So in order for you to, again, understand what is chi and how do we increase our chi? Now, in the original Greek alphabet, chi, or the kairos, C-H-I, is translated from the traditional Latin into the word in Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, C-H-I, or chi in the original text, K-I. I wish I had a time to just do an entire teaching on chi, K-I, that's translated into chi, that's been translated into Christos. Because chi and chi and Christos really are the same thing, but it's manipulation of the same thing. Because according to the original text, if a man or a woman doesn't understand the original text, their voice cannot formulate the original cuneiform, meaning you cannot manipulate mass or matter. So what I am saying is, if you do not have the right concept or the right ideal behind the word that you speak, that word doesn't manifest the right symbol or sigil, so you have no power. You have no energy. You have no energy. Now remember, brothers and sisters, in the original text, and let me pull it up for maybe there's some new listeners out there, but in the original text, when we talk about words like God, for example, if you go into the original text and you look up these terms and these definitions, it reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies that letters, again, embody in the original Sanskrit, if they're spoken in Aramaic or Sanskrit or Hebrew, because Hebrew is a magical language. Sanskrit is the magical language. English is the dead language. So when you speak English, it does nothing to the atmosphere. It does very little, let me put it that way. But then when you speak the same words in the original tone or in the original text, like Aramaic or some other language, then that actually creates a cymatic, geometric structure. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you activate your chi and how you activate your prana. It's understanding the original text. You don't have to speak it. You have to understand it mentally. You have to understand it mentally. You have to understand it mentally. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, because if you don't understand, now remember, the universe responds to concepts and ideals that are behind words that are spoken. So if your words have no purpose, so if I say the N-word to you and I don't understand what it means, it doesn't create that feeling in my spirit. But if you say, if somebody says a racial slur and they say it with, like, my son's friend, they hang out and they greet each other, yo, what's up, my N-word, yo, what's up, and they're white, Hispanic, you know, Asian, whatever, but they all call each other the N-word. Now, to them knuckleheads, don't mean nothing. But for my generation, it did because of the concept and the idea behind using the N-word. And so without understanding that the word chi came from the word, or comes from chi, K-I. And it is the understanding that the chi came from the chero, C-H-I-R-H-O. Now the chero, please go to Google, we have an opportunity, and type in C-H-I-R-H-O. And then click on images. And what you will see is image of pretty much everything in every religion, every culture on the planet. It's an X that has a P. That, my brother, is the, that is the vertical monogram. The X represents the chi, the road, or the P represents, again, the first two letters. This represents the Christian symbol, if you will. This represents the taking over of Christianity, taking over the chi. This is a monogram. It's called a Christogram or Christogram. Chiro, C-H-I-R-H-O. This, my brother, this chiro was a symbol that was pretty much introduced by my buddy, my homeboy, Roman Emperor Constantine. This was the military standard. This was Constantine's standard. This is what Constantine put as his basically corporate logo. This represents Constantine's Messiah. This represents Christianity taking over the chi. This is the representation of Constantine controlling your energy. This is the introduction of Constantine's power. This replaced the constellations. Constantine took your star power and he gave you Roman power. So after Constantine, the chiro became part of the official imperial insignia or the sigil. And so now this X and this P combined together is what they call a monogram. And when you look at it, it does something to you on a DNA cellular level. So your chi can be activated. Your prana can be activated. The pneuma can be activated. You get Constantine version. You don't get the celestial version. Because remember, the word Constantine, again, means constellations. So Constantine replaced the constellations. And so instead of you tapping into the universal power, you only got Roman power. And it's pretty good. You know, the Vatican is pretty powerful. But unfortunately, I want something greater than the Vatican. I don't want to get my power from the Vatican. I want to get my power from the constellations. I want to get my power from the creator of the constellations. So again, I'm going to override what Constantine stole and take it back. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to be the super imprisoned or the superimposed first two letters. Chi and Rho, X and P, of the Greek word Christ. So Constantine came up with this, what is called a sigil. Constantine wasn't no fool, man. You gotta give Constantine his props. How the hell Constantine knew what Solomon knew? Solomon knew that the only way that you can control all demons is you needed a sigil. Solomon had a sigil on his ring finger that controlled all the demons. Constantine put a sigil on a cross, on a flag, and made it a logo, and he controlled all the people. Because sigils, my brothers, this is what I've done many shows on on sigils, and it's spelled S-I-G-I-L, a sigil. Now, I don't want to go into it because I don't want to waste time, but a sigil is basically something, again, it's a Latin word that comes from sigillum, which means a seal. So it is a magical seal. It seals the soul. Remember, a seal keeps stuff out and it keeps stuff in. Sigil magic is a whole teaching. You can spend your whole life learning sigil magic. Sigils are everywhere. They're symbols. If you make a sigil and if somebody look at it long enough, it changes their DNA. This is all sigil magic. Constantine knew it, and he knew what he was doing. This controls what? Your chi. Now, we're talking about activating your chi because you don't have enough chi, but the corporate logos that you're looking at, they dumbing down your chi. They keep your chi in a box. They want to make sure that your chi only responds, it only comes out when they want it. And they want to direct your chi. Everything on earth is designed. This earth is an energy vacuum. Earth is a planet to harvest the energy of everybody on it. That's why you're here, so that your energy can be harvested and directed. That's why, should I go into this? Yeah. That's why churches got steeples, and the steeples, everybody in the church, the energy goes up through the steeple and is sent somewhere. Where is it sent? What is chi, brother? What is chi, sister? Do we understand that when we talk about this inner chi that gives you your inner chi, what we are talking about is your inner chi? And it's very important because there is somebody that is taking all of your energy, and they are using your ruach, your pneuma, or your spirit to steal your chi. Now, as I talked about on yesterday's show, this is the universal life force, your chi. Now, this universal life force, everything in creation is made up of electromagnetic energy. Everything in creation vibrates at different frequencies, and everything in creation responds to light, sound, and color. Everything in the universe, again, has an aura. So, again, from a Chinese and a Japanese oriental perspective, the body has a natural pattern. This pattern is power. Your pattern is your aura. So around you there is a kirka. A kirka is a circle. A circle is a church. So right now the energy channels inside of your body are blocked. There are emotional blocks. That creates a deficiency or an imbalance in your Q-Kong or your Q, your Q-I, which is your chi, your C-H-I, which is your Ka, your K-I. All of these terms, according to the traditional Chinese medicine and according to the ancient texts, all of these terms and all of these, it just deals with your aura, your A-U-R-A. So if you understand that your chi or your aura emits a vibratory rate, it's a particular color. This vibratory rate, this vibrational frequency can be measured by sound. So when your chi or your prana becomes diseased or disturbed, it stagnates, it becomes imbalanced, it becomes depleted because there's a hole in your chi, there's a hole in your aqua. So now you are depleting energy. And so no matter how much you, no matter what you do, until you unblock the pathways, that way to maximize the full potential of your chi, what blocks your chi? What blocks your prana? Man, the number one thing, stress. Number two, ego. Number three, fear, unbelief. All of the fruits of the spirit, overindulgences in sex, in drugs, in alcohol, all of these are energy blocks. All of these are energy depleters. It depletes your energy. Every time you have an orgasm, it depletes your energy. Every time you smoke a cigarette, it depletes your energy. Every time you drink alcohol, it depletes your energy. Every time you get into an argument with somebody, it depletes your energy. That's why your immune system goes down. That's why you can never be sick in your entire life, and you get into a relationship, and you get into a bunch of arguments, you'll be sick every day. Why? Your chi and your chana has been violated. Your energy centers, your chakra centers have been blocked. In 2017, 90% of what I'm going to be doing is unblocking people's aura, their chi, and their prana. Because people talk about technology, if I had that, I'm not going to spend, $30,000 for no Claritin machine to tell you what I already know. Now, you can take a picture, you can get this, this chi machine that, again, gives you a biofeedback. It's a biofeedback based on your biocenters, and it lets you know the color of your aura. And based upon the color of your aura, it tells you, again, what type of disease or the fact that your body is out of balance. And so what I do is the same thing that the machine does. Now, remember, the machines are for kings, people. Technology is the new god of this age. Now, let me make sure you understand. Everybody uses technology. But true spiritual workers, they don't need technology. Because anything that you can do with a machine, they can do with their ruach or their pneuma, their spirit. Because the machines are for the people that need assistance with being spiritual. Now, if you are already spiritual, you don't need a machine. The machine just verifies for you what you already know. Now, I'm not against technology. I love technology. It makes my job easier. I like technology because it helps me verify and it helps me prove what I already know. Now, I said in 2013 what was happening today. So I talked about the last Trump, Donald Trump was going to become president. And I said everybody's going to freak out. And I said everybody don't understand that actually Donald Trump becoming president is the best thing that could happen to us. Why? Because Donald Trump is the age of the ego. Donald Trump is going to bring in arrogance, ego, and cockiness, and everybody's going to see how nasty it is. And everybody's going to turn toward love, joy. Also, I've been preaching. But see, you don't know that you need a physician until you see that you are really sick. And so the United States don't know how sick we are until we finally realize that, wow, if we can promote Donald Trump as president of the United States. Nothing wrong with Donald Trump. I personally like Donald Trump. The reason I like Donald Trump is he's like every rich person I know. He's ruthless. Donald Trump does anything to get what he wants. He says anything to get you on his team. Donald Trump will tell you anything as long as he gets your money. And so you got to understand that the children of Cain and how they oscillate and vibrate and the one percenters. And people are shocked and surprised that if Donald Trump, you got $10 and Donald Trump wants your $10, people are surprised that Donald Trump actually would take their $10 or whatever it is. And so what am I saying, brothers and sisters? I am saying that you have something that is of great price and of great value. The Bible says we have this Christ in you. This word K-I-Chi, this word C-I-Chi, this word pneuma, this word prana, this word ruach, this word translates into breath, air. We just read in Genesis, and let me read it again, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, that the Lord God formed man from the dust from the ground, not God. Stop praying to God. Well, no, let me rephrase that. Keep praying to God. But just understand the difference between God and the Lord God. Remember, it's the concept behind the word, not the word. Let me say it again. It's the concept behind the word, not the word. It's the concept. It's the pronunciation. It is the intent behind the word. So if I say, yeah, dog, I love you, and my intent is, I really don't like you. So I can say, hey, you know what? Hey, bro, hey, sis, I love you. But the whole time I'm saying I love you, I'm like, man, I'd be glad when this fool exits the planet. So which one are you going to get? That's why you got to tune into the night show at 6 p.m. Because a lot of people are saying the right thing, but they have their wrong intent. The universe only responds to your intention. Very important. Because your intention is in your subconscious brain. It's 100 times more powerful than your conscious brain. So God said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed man of the dust from the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Poof, he got mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. The man that was created in Genesis 1 doesn't have those things. Go to a supermax prison. You'll see men in there that they don't have a mind. They don't have will. They don't have emotion. They don't have imagination. They don't have an intellect of their own. They got one, but guess who they got it from? Go look at the definition of the word genius. Go look at the definition of the word genie. Go look at the definition of the word gen. That's what you find. And they will tell you proudly, read Stephen Hawking's books. Stephen Hawking is a member of the greatest mathematician or the greatest dude on earth right now. The dude that's in the wheelchair, they made a movie about him. Ask him where he get his knowledge. Ask him. Ask him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you about that. You know, read all of the books about all of the great men in religion, and they will tell you about they had this experience. Read about the Apostle Paul. How was he saved versus everybody else in the Bible? That was Paul the only one. Yeah, another study for another time. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. If you do not have this breath, now remember, that word literally means chi, prana, pneuma, ruach. It literally means air. But figuratively, actuality, it means material energy. It means life force. It means the flow of energy. So your flow of energy, why in the Star Wars movies it talks about the force? May the force be with you. What are they saying? What is Jediism? Do you know what Jediism is? Jediism is a religion based upon the Jedi. that based upon the Greek word that, remember I pronounced this word, E-R-E-R-G-E-I-A, where it says God himself will send you a strong delusion. You know what that strong delusion is? It's the force, the opposite side, the dark side. Strong delusion, the dark force. Remember Star Wars, remember Darth Vader? That invades. Who's Darth Vader? He's the E-N-E-R-G-E-I-A. The dark side of the force. It's called Jediism. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because, again, to activate your chi, to activate your prana, the only way to activate it is if you have the love of the truth, period. That's it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 tells you exactly how to increase your chi and your prana. Everybody's running around here. They're doing breathing techniques. They're practicing yoga. They're standing on your head. They're tossing salt over their shoulder. They're doing all of this stuff. And all I did was read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and my life changed. Now I know stuff that nobody else knows. I can feel things that nobody else can feel. I can create things that nobody else can create. Because of it's not me. There is a life force in me. I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of the glory. So I am connected to something outside of this universe. So while everybody else is looking for the earth realms, I'm going to the quantum realm, like a quantum computer. Do you know that they've got a computer right now that goes to different dimensions to get information? It's called quantum computing. You want to blow your cookies? Google quantum computer. And look, and just type in Google, how does quantum computers work? And then strap in. So according to Taoism, the concept of the qi, again, it is the thing that animates matter. Let me say that again. Taoism, T-A-O-I-S-M, Taoism, and I know you guys have studied Taoism, Taoism means that there is something that is responsible for the functions of the organs and the cardiovascular system. Taoism says that this something is called a life force. It's called the Kai. It's called the Qi. It's called the Prana. It's called the Ruach and the Pneuma. It circulates throughout the body in the blood, so that it provides the needed nutrition and their energy to the body. So therefore, if you have an absence of inner chi, I-N-N-E-R, or energy, you have to activate it. But what Taoism doesn't tell you is how to activate the spiritual aspect of the animization of the mass of matter. Now, brothers and sisters, as I talked about before, gold is the only thing on earth that has no resonance. That means gold is the only thing that doesn't respond to outside vibrations. Oh, man, I don't think y'all got it. Let me say it again. The golden rule is the only thing that cannot be manipulated. This is how you can tell if somebody is even on the planet, spiritually. So you're responding to every frequency on earth. That means you have no golden rule. You have no gold in your body. Zero. Zip. Zada. Let me say it again. If you respond, gold has no resonance. The more gold you have in your body, not physical gold. Now, you can put physical gold, and you can take the white powder gold, like the Nicolette did in the movie Limitless, and like the 1% do. But what that does is it rearranges your DNA. Now, they don't tell you this. That's why in the movie Limitless, remember, that old dude died at the end? And everybody that used the drug, it gave them great power. But remember, the Bible says sin is pleasurable for a moment. Remember, devil gives you something, but it's going to cost you something. What's it going to cost you? Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. Look at all the movie stars. Look at how they die. Look at Sammy Davis Jr. Look at Luther Vandross. Look at Prince. Look at, what's her name? Whitney Houston and her daughter. Look at Bruce Lee and his son. Look at everybody that has control over the sheep, and they did what it says in John 10. They entered into the sheepfold through the back door. Don't believe me? Read John 10. You can enter into the sheepfold through the back door. You can have access to this life force for 20 years, maybe 30. Look at David Bowie. That's who's still around. But watch how he go out. You can enter into the sheepfold through the back door, but it's going to cost you, homie. Now, I'm going into the front door. I'm going into the gate. Because I understand something, brothers and sisters, that very few people do. The golden mean, the golden ratio. I understand the difference between explosion and implosion. See, I'm not going to explode. I'm not going to pop. I'm going to implode. I'm going to go inside myself, and I'm going to collapse upon myself, meaning that I am going to go inside instead of exploding outside. There's a difference between explosion and implosion. Implosion is love. Explosion is hate. So let me make sure, when you activate, in order to activate your chi, you got to have the love of the truth. That means that I come to you and I say something you don't like, and it bothers you, you don't have the love. Because the definition of the love means that anybody can say anything to you, and you are going to remain objective. That means neutral. That means you don't give a flying what nobody thinks. So if somebody's for you, that's great, brother. Appreciate you. People ask me all the time, man. They come in, they come in like, ooh, gangbusters. Brother Will, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, brother. You can walk on water. You can walk through walls. You can levitate. Man, I want to kiss your ring finger. 3 weeks later, when I don't agree with them, you're sorry, mother. I wish I see you on the street. I'm going to kick your blankety blank. I did the same thing when they was all for me. And the same reaction when they're against me. Why? I don't buy the hype. I understand who I am. Like gold, I have my own frequency. My frequency does not depend upon somebody outside of me, brother. And neither should yours. You mean to tell me you get your worth and value from somebody? Now, I did this for 40 plus years, so I'm not talking about something I read in a freaking book. The Marine Corps gave me my worth and my value. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I damn near committed suicide. I went to the police academy. They gave me my worth and my value. They gave me a badge and a gun, and they told me who I was. And I assigned my identity to what I do instead of who I be. And when I left the police department, guess what? I was a lost, cold, broke-down creature because I did not know who I was. And more importantly, I did not know whose I was. So in order to activate your chi, brother, you have to know who you are. And you have to know whose you are, who's your daddy. So I found out whose I was, and I said, I want to be adopted. And I read in the scripture, and it says that the big G is looking for sons to adopt to take the place of all them fools that left their first estate. And a one-third the angel, so there's one-third openings in heaven. So I applied for the job. And I said, Big G, I want to be one of your sons. And he says, come on in, son. I will adopt you. And I'm going to give you an adoption where you cry, Abba, Father. So I cry, Abba, Father. And I said, Father, I don't know who you are. Never seen you. Don't know what you look like. So all I know is if you for real, and if what you got is the real deal, on January the 1st of 2009, this is the prayer I prayed. I don't know who you are. I don't even know if you exist. But if you do exist, you show yourself to me. I ain't looking for you. You got to come find me. Guess what? He found me. Now, I don't know what everybody else do. I can't tell you what everybody else pray. I don't know how everybody else activate their kundalini. I don't know how everybody else get into, in contact with the ascended masters. I don't know how everybody else have these UFO experiences, and I don't really care. All I know is how I got in contact with the big G and why I can't be confused and why I can't be conned and why I can't be manipulated and why nobody can control me and why my life is good. And why I am happy, why I am wealthy, why I'm in a good relationship. When I'm in a bad relationship, I'm in a good relationship. When I ain't got no money, I'm rich. When the doctor says you're going to die in 3 days, I'm in the pinnacle of health. And when people tell me, Nick, well, you're the stupidest fool, what you just said is the stupidest thing I ever heard of. And it's the wisest thing I've just said. Because guess what? Frequencies outside of me don't affect the frequency inside of me, brother. Frequencies outside of me don't affect the frequency inside of me because I got the freaking standard. I got Gagoo. Let me close with saying what I spoke about. Man, how long has it been since we did the series on the standard? And I did this series, and again, you guys type in Gagoo. It's for God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. It's not a theory. So how do you unify every religion on earth? Gagoo. Professor Gabriel Oyibo. Please type that in. This black Nigerian professor who nobody's heard of. Why? Do you honestly think the powers that be is going to recognize a black man from Nigeria and say that he's the smartest man on earth? Now, they promote Stephen Hawking. He walks around in a wheelchair, and they say that, you know, he's the greatest mind on earth. I beg to differ, homie. Read Triple Value to Go Google, or just read my book on the standard. I talk about Professor Oyibo. I've read his book. Before even talking to him or hearing about him, I already had the same theorem inside of my book, The Physics of Christianity. Now, I never knew this dude. Like, I never knew my Miles Monroe until I met him and talked to him and found out that, hey, we both saying the same thing. God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. This is the mathematics of God. It is the mathematical formula using physics to prove the existence using the fundamental force of particle physics. Now, the unification theory of force or physics, meaning that all particles and waves can be unified, because right now you can't unify from a nuclear fusion or a mathematical point of view what they're trying to do in CERN by, you know, with the super collider and smashing atoms. They're trying to find the God particle, and Dr. Oyibo has already found it. This is the theory of everything. This is what they call the holy grail of mathematics and physics. Now, again, this was discovered in 1990. It is 2017, and nobody's heard of this dude. This dude should have won the Nobel Peace Prize and all this other stuff, and nobody talks about him. Why? Because what he did, he broke down the material, space, time, and dimensions, and he explained how and why they don't change. And he put this unified force field in all of its components, all of the particles, all of the atomic structures, all of the subatomic particles, all the quarks, all the quinones, all the leptons, all of the interactions of the universe all come together perfectly inside of a neat little theorem or theory. Now, again, it's a theorem for me, but it's a theory for some people because the mainstream academia, now this guy has proven it, even to Yale, even to Harvard, he's debated all these guys, and mathematically, they say he's correct, which means all he's saying is that the unified force field, God, love, can be represented by the gravitational force field, which is expressed through the electromagnetic spectrum or the electromagnetic force field that can be rectified or represented as what they call strong force. Now, they have strong force and weak force inside the body, polarity, positive and negative. And the strong field could be represented as the weak field, which represents all of the unknown force fields, meaning, in plain English, what he has done is he charted what we call gravity and the electromagnetic spectrum and all of the forces on the earth. Now, remember, there's a book called The God of Forces, and it talks about in the book of Job. So these forces supposedly can't come together. But what he did was he broke down all the forces into one, Hear, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one. The book of Isaiah says, I am the Lord God, I make good and evil. In the book of Isaiah. What Professor Oyibo did, the same thing I did. I combined science and spirituality. People say it can't be done. How did he do it? Every atom, every element on the periodic table is one. It's the manipulation of hydrogen. So hydrogen is manipulated 118 times. That is how many elements are on the periodic table. When you remove the manipulation of the one, it returns back to hydrogen. Hydrogen. Hydro. Not hydra. Now remember that's the difference. The world promotes hydra. H-Y-D-R-A. God is hydro. H-Y-D-R-O. So it's hydrogen. So hydrogen is the genes of hydra. And the sun is made out of hydrogen. Every other element comes from hydrogen. So there's one God, like it says in the Helios Biblios, just like I've been saying for 25 freaking years. This dude mathematically proven it, and guess what? Nobody on earth is listening to him. But I'm listening. I pray to God that you're listening. Because hydrogen, brothers and sisters, has some very unique properties, just like gold. Stands alone. It's a single standing column of waveform energy. That's what you must do to activate your chi. In other words, you got to identify with the big D, hydrogen. You got to identify again with the big G, the father of lights, not the little G on earth, not Lucifer, not the god of knowledge. But you got to identify with the god that's over knowledge. That means that you got to vibrate on a frequency that's authentic. That means that you got to be yourself. That means that you got to fall in love with yourself. That means that contrary to what everybody else is saying, and this is how you know whether it's the true self or the false self. See, what you're doing, what you have done, and what I'm going to be working with is people to identify the true self versus the false self. Because, see, every time you identify with your false self, you feel inferior around other people. This is how you know if you are authentic, brother. This is how you know if you are authentic, sister. Is when you go outside of your house into the public arena and you speak your mind, your thoughts, and somebody disagrees with you, how do you feel? That answers your question. When somebody disagrees with you, how do you feel? Now, why am I so confident? Now, I could be confidently wrong. But I am confident because my information is based upon the facts that I've researched so far. But what if I'm wrong? How do I feel if I'm wrong? I don't like being wrong. That's why I stay up night and I get up early and I go to bed late to research to ensure that I am not wrong. But if I am wrong, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back. I'm going to thank the person that proved me wrong. And I'm going to change what I teach. There will be no response from any emotion in my body. Brothers and sisters, when you are in touch with your inner God, God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. God is all-present. I internally know truth from error, and you do too. But sometimes my ego gets in the way, and it makes me side with something that's not true because of I got an attachment to it. Because, again, maybe I slept with him, or, well, let me say it again, her. And I like her, so I don't validate her, so I go along with her, even though it goes against what I know in my spirit. And so there's a reason why I'm not listening to my spirit, but I'm listening to her, I'm listening to it, because I have some type of, for me, especially because I'm six, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You know I will agree with people in public so I won't hurt their feelings? It's because I'm a nice guy. Somebody says something I know is not true. Well, hey, brother, you know that the dishes are all there. Oh, yes, sure, brother. Absolutely right. God bless you. And then I'm walking away. I'm like, that fool, dumb as a box of rocks. But I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to hurt his feelings. But my energy says in order for me to be uplifted, let me close because I'm well over on time. Brothers and sisters, you are attached to your energy, your INNERG, when your energy increases. You are disconnected from your energy when your energy decreases. So when you're around somebody, are you excited to see them? Does your energy go up? hang out with that person. If you're around somebody, your energy goes down, disconnect from that person. Or assist that person by helping them to understand how to hang out with you. Because to hang out with you, they have to vibrate in love, joy, peace. Why? That's the gold standard. That's the God standard. The God standard is the fruit of the Spirit. So therefore, to be in contact with your energy, you have to be in contact with your energy. Your I-N-N-E-R-G. To increase it, to make it go up, to make it oscillate, or to make it vibrate, you got to be authentic. That means you got to be real. That means you got to be your true self. And your true self is not your ego. Your true self is you are a loving, compassionate person. Your true self is you want to treat others the way that you want to be treated. Your true self is you want to be trustworthy. You want to be honorable. You want to be a man or woman of respect. You want to be a virtuous woman. You want to be a man that can carry yourself. You want to leave an inheritance for your children's children. See, that's inside of you. And so you need to vibrate. You need to do things that allow you to leave an inheritance for your children. You need to do things that allow you to be trustworthy. You want to do things that allow you to be honorable, that allow you to be respected, so that when you walk into the city, when you go into the gates of a city, your name again speaks volumes, and people will know that you are a man of your word. You are one, you don't need no contract. If you give me your word, then I know that you honor your word above your own name. So therefore, when you vibrate on that frequency, brother, when you vibrate on that frequency, so everywhere you go, you increase everybody else's energy because you are attached with your energy. You are an inner God, and when you do that, brother, when you do that, sister, you activate everybody else's frequency around you. They either activate or either they vacate. One of the two. Show up. Be original. If you're hanging out with somebody that decreases your energy, don't leave them. Activate your energy. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to activate theirs or they're going to vacate. They're going to activate or vacate. All you got to do is be you. Don't try to change them. Don't be preaching to them. Don't be pointing out their flaws. Don't talk about them. All you do is be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Stop trying to force your beliefs onto somebody else. Stop trying to force somebody else to change. You change first. And when you change, guess what happens to the other person? The other person has to change or they got to go. You never, like I told you, never quit a job. Never really leave a relationship. Guess what? Outgrow it. Be so efficient that you vibrate on such a level that the person around you can be like, oh, man, I can't stand you. You know what? You, I don't know what you're doing. You're talking crazy, but, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave. I'm going to pack my stuff and get out. Okay, bye. See you later. Why? You vibrate on a higher frequency. And that higher frequency, they either got with it, they got to get with it, or they got to go, one of the two. My brothers and my sisters, do apologize for going over time. I didn't want to do a part three. I want to try to wrap it up today. So, again, thank everybody so much for listening. Make sure you guys join me tonight at 6 p.m. For the Cloud Anonymous class. Love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. My brothers and sisters, his name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And the Ruach was in a part one. Continue. Continue to guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and sism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.